Welcome to another Sar Shalom Ministries presentation.
Sometimes only sinners can restore sinners, part one. Sin comes in many forms, and when you allow it to take hold, you are in for a fight if you want to try and think that you can escape from it. Like any addiction, unless you've been through it, you can't relate to it. Some are so embarrassing and shameful that one would lie over and over to loved ones as well as even to themselves. One learns to put on masks and, you know, play the role as if, oh, I'm fine. Everything is well. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. That's a mask. That's not who you really are. The real you is the other 6 days. All right. That's why I'm glad Purim is coming up. You know, Purim, the mask and all of that, the putting on the costumes. All right. Because it's not really who you are. The whole story of Esther. Esther wasn't Esther. Esther was Hadassah. All right. That was her mask. That was her costume. All right. That's for Purim. Continuing on. Some are so shameful that you lie even to yourself. One learns to put on those masks and play the role as if all is well, hiding and taking on that attitude of it's everybody else, not me. That's the mask. Part two, the denial and guilt that accompanies sin is what teaches us ultimately to lie. And the more we lie, guess what happens? The easier it becomes to not only sin, but to lie. You start lying about other things. Hey, that worked. Let me lie some more. All that. If I had like a person, real quick, just real quick. All right. Here's that vessel. Here's that person. Just turn around there. Right there. Here's that addiction. That addiction is what's whispering in your ear. Because when you want to lie, you're hearing something say lie. Hello. That's sin talking to you. Children lying to their parents, you know, because again, isn't it interesting how children lie? How did they learn that? Did you take that cookie out the cookie jar? No, what's it mean? A cookie jar, can't even say it wasn't me because they're full of cookie in the mouth. And how did they, just learn how to talk? Why? Because I'm jumping ahead of the gun. Because we were born sinners. All the way back to our, this in here, all it goes all the way back to our parents, Adam and Eve. That's how we all are born in sin. And no one on planet Earth is immune. No one is born perfect. We are all born sinners, guilty with condemnation. All condemnation, just a little baby? Yes. All. We are all. Why? Because there is an issue of blood. The Bible says there is one blood. We are all men. We're made from one blood. That goes back to Adam and Eve. All right? All of us. There is no black. There is no white. There is no red. There is no yellow. There is no races. That's demonic teaching. Where? Find that in the Bible. We come from one race, Adam and Eve, the human race, period. For preachers to preach that filth is like we've been talking about before. That's that you've been deceived and you're letting these people deceive you. But again, what did I tell you before? The spirit of Antichrist is in the church. It's not coming from the world, folks. It's coming right from the church. That's where it's going to be preached. Read your Bible. John, I believe it was, said it. They came out of us. But they weren't really of us. You see, it's not going to be some outside. No, it's going to be here. And the church is going to influence and strengthen that thing and cause them to be pushed up or trumped up. All right. Excuse me. Well, let me move up. What? Because I said trumped up. Haven't y'all heard that saying before? People, they trump up things. You never heard of that? Look at me cross-eyed. All right, continue. Oh, you're talking about, oh, okay. Oh, now I get it.
Don't say nothing.
Moving on. It says that that lie becomes stronger and stronger, all right, because we're letting in. It says, this allows the addiction to gain strength, making it harder to resist. When we allow ourselves to become, and ultimately what we do, we allow ourselves to become more susceptible to its influences. Meaning, okay, well, I got you here. I'm going to start, how about this? You know, you go ahead, you can. Go ahead and do this. It's okay. It's all right. You know, you're never going to just stay right there. Oh, no. You're going to start thinking a little bit. What if I add this? Or what if I look at this? Or what if I start doing this too? Watch and see. Ultimately, remember, all sin leads to death. That's where it's trying to get you. So separated. All right. You won't even be able to hear the voice of God trying to call you home. You won't hear it. Because it's going to put its hands over your ears and you won't be able to hear God's voice. All you're going to hear is the world. You're going to hear influence. That's the only voice you're going to hear because you've yielded, you've given yourself of it. Like the Bible says, whoever you give yourself to, that's who's master. That's your master. That's who owns you. Whoever we yield our body to, ultimately, that's who owns us. Read it. It's in your Bible. All right. Let's see. Sin is the disease of all mankind, passed down from our parents' blood. Passed down from our parents' what? Blood. All righty. Anybody have blood in you? Guess what? Your parents were Adam and Eve. All right. One blood remained from Adam and Eve. That's where we came from. All these people on earth. Everybody. Unless you don't believe the Bible and you're just a hypocrite. You've just been playing a role. But other than that, if you're a believer, you know that there's only one race, the human race. We're all ultimately brothers and sisters. Ultimately, that's what we are. But you have some on the other side, the adversary who wants to divide you and make, oh, no. Yep. That's the ease. That's one of the slickest tricks that the adversary did. You know, he's good at what he does. He's very good at what he does. All right. To divide you. Just to make you talk about color, which is crazy. Believers shouldn't. Let me go back. Anyway, going back to this, sin is a disease of all mankind passed down from our mother and father, Adam and Eve, because of disobedience back in the garden. All righty. It says sin entered the world. That's scripture. And now, all humanity is born. We are all born addicts. Everyone was born an addict. Addicted to sin. Addicted to it. All right? Addicted to sin. Born that way. That's incredible. That's how a kid can lie right off the top. Because it's already in them. It's already in them. That's why. All right? We have a blood issue, folks. All right? It's a blood issue. It's a blood problem. All right, continuing on. We are all born in sin. This condition, however, was not the normal state of man. Sin is an abnormal condition. And I put that in there because that's what the definition of a disease is. The definition of a disease is an abnormal condition in the host. All righty? An abnormal. Not the normal. Our normal condition is not sick. That's abnormal. Our normal condition is not to be sinners. God didn't create us in sin. No, he made us perfect. We were so perfect, we were naked and not ashamed. You see? We were like God. We represent. Read what that Bible said. Ooh, what are you talking about? I'm talking like God. That person doesn't know their Bible. The scriptures just said, you know, let me make them in my image. You see, in my likeness. Meaning you will be like him. We were representing God on earth. holy, perfect in all our ways. That's how he made us. Unless you're saying God is flawed. No, he's not. He made us in his image. All right? What did he tell us? You got authority, like me, on this whole planet, over everything. Meaning the word dominion. Over everything, from the fish in the sea to the birds in the air. You could say, hey, come here. And the bird would come right there. You could understand their language. Oh, my God, this man is insane. He's talking about they can hear and talk to animals. What in the world? Is it Dr. Doolittle? I mean, what in the world? Aquaman over there, talking to the fish. I mean, did not the snake come speak to Eve? And she wasn't like, this Adam, this thing spoke. And I could wear things, I can understand it. No, it was nothing strange. Nothing strange at all. Just common. That one man, remember the guy, that priest riding on the donkey? And the donkey saw the thing, but the man didn't. And then the donkey said, hey, why are you hitting me, man? And then the man had a conversation with the donkey. And he wasn't like, oh my goodness, what in the world? I'm about to be rich. I got a talking donkey. No, it's nothing strange to people who understood and knew. You know, he knew God did something. Something was going on here. All right. Continuing on here. It says, again, that's what a disease is. All right. It says, this condition was not the normal state of man. Sin is our abnormal condition passed down from birth through Adam's blood. Remember, the blood line comes from the man. Remember that, all right? That's why the scriptures always talk about, and Abraham gave birth to this one. It was Abraham. Abraham's line. And that's why they could get a non-believing woman, like that woman who connected, what's her name? She was, had the lady's house. she wasn't, of the bloodline of Abraham. Right? Ruth as well. And again, note it. See, and all of them, ultimately come from Jesus. Yeshua. King David from that line. Isn't that interesting? But it was the woman that came in. It was the male's blood that you needed to be a part of. You see? Not necessarily the women. All right? So, it's the male's blood. And that's how we all through Adam. That blood is even today got Adam blood in us right now. All right. Even today, that's amazing. All right. But anyway, that's where the blood follows the male. It's through the man's line. All right. So ultimately, everybody that's born, because we're in Adam's blood, that's how we were born. We are all born in condemnation. And again, that's why I was like, Yah is awesome. And she came with the, there is now, therefore, no condemnation. Why? Why now? Because Mashiach, all right? Because Yahshua, all right? Now, if you take away that, guess what? Condemnation. You see, everybody's under condemnation. We needed a blood transfusion. We had an issue of blood, all right? Mary, no. Well, Yahshua was born on earth, so shouldn't Yahshua be condemned? No. Who was his father? There you are. It was not Joseph. He was the Holy Spirit, the Father of life. That's where his line comes. That's where his blood comes from. Hello. Now you see how that's why we have, I'm jumped all over. That's why we have to be born again. You see? Over here. Come on. Over here, we have Adam's blood. All right. All humanity is under this blood. And then here comes. Okay, stand right here. Here comes Messiah. All right. Here comes the Messiah. All right. We are all born sinners. Guess what? And guess what? We are all doomed to the pit, to God's wrath, because we're in this bloodline. That's why we cry out and we spare not. We sound the shofars. Come to get this free gift of God that he's offering to all those who are condemned to death. He has a free gift, and it's called Yahshua, Jesus, all righty? For he shall what? Save his people from their sin. And what's the wages of sin? There's no other way to avoid it, folks. You can pretend all day, oh, if I just live a life that's nice, you know, go ahead, come on. If I just live a life that you're getting drove closer and closer to the pit. And okay, you got a lot of people that's nice. You got a lot of people. You got other religions that's a lot nicer than some Christianity people, some messianic people, you know, some people that's supposed to be people of the book. Nasty. Where you going, Jesus? Don't leave me now, Lord. You promised never to leave me. No, forsake me. Don't leave me in my misery. Turn your back on me. Anyway, you got a lot of different people right here. You got a lot of people that are nice. That doesn't get you in. All right? There's only one way.
Amen.
Hmm? There's only one truth that will ultimately get you to the one life. One. And that is through Moshiach. He says, I am the way. I am the truth. I am the life. Under Adam, we are unrighteous. We have condemnation. We have diseased blood. But when we get that blood transfusion, when we say, here I am, Lord, a sinner, have mercy on me. I accept you. You are my Savior. Whosoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Amen. And what happens? You get transferred. There's an exchange made. And guess what happens? Now you're, guess what? Born again. That's why the term born again is important. Because you're born no longer under born unto death through Adam. You're now born unto life through Christ. Hence, born again. All right. Now you don't have to suffer. You don't have to worry about God's wrath being poured out on you. All right. What are you saved from? God's wrath that goes under this. Because he made a promise back then, folks. He made a promise. If you do this, if you disobey me, if you eat of this fruit, you're going to die. Remember he told them that? Eat this. And guess what happens? You're going to die. Did he die right then? No, he didn't. Adam lived hundreds more years. Guys, he's talking to us. He's talking to us. Ultimately, yeah, he did die because they weren't supposed to ever die. But guess what happens? Now, everybody, because that food is still in us. You are what you eat. That food is even in us right now. That whatever that was he ate, that word, that fruit, whatever it might have been, all right, it infused into his DNA on a molecular level. And it infused itself to Adam's, to blood, man. All right? And guess what? It's passed down. Way back, and it's still alive today. Unless you do make a change.
Amen.
You accept this free gift. God said, I'm going to save my people.
Hallelujah.
From that transgression. And guess what happens? He made a way for us to escape. He made the remedy for the disease. Isn't that beautiful? But here's the wild thing. He had it done before he even created Adam and Eve. See, we have to worry about it. Like even this little bug that's going around now that's going to be taking a lot of people out. All right. They have to make a remedy for it after the fact. See, but Yah, in his infinite wisdom, he already knew what was going to take place, right? That's why the Bible says, Yeshua is the lamb slain before the foundation of the whole earth. Hallelujah. Glory to Yah. Why? Because God already knew what was going to happen. So that's why the Bible talks about he looked like a lamb slain. All right. He said, here, I'll do it. He saw a lamb open a book. And ultimately, talk about Revelation. Here we are. Now, Yeshua, that blood. Remember, his blood doesn't come from a man. There was no father. You see? That's why, nope, that bloodline had to stop of Adam. See, the woman doesn't matter, all right? But it's the male that that bloodline continues through. That's why you don't see anyone in the scriptures, you know, some woman starting the line. No, it's always the male. All the way through. Now, today, you got some people who say, well, no, we're going to have to change this because a lot of things happen, a lot of rapes and all these other things. So we're going to have to change it now if you're mother. Wrong. All right. That's man. Let man do their thing. They have to do their thing. Go ahead. Enjoy yourself. Have it, boss. Enjoy. All right. But that doesn't make you who you think you are. Nope. It's God. So what happens? Moshiach. That's why he says here, right here. This is how you do it. All right. He sends his son. And what happens? We accept him as our Lord. We are born again under his blood. It's all about the blood. We find redemption in his blood. You see? It's all about the blood. Without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. It's all about the blood. The blood is the... I love how God threw this in. He's so awesome. He says, the life of the flesh is in the blood. Yes. I love it. Isn't that awesome that he's going to say so? You want to live? You got to have that blood. You got an issue of blood. It's an issue of blood coming on. All right. So what happens? We accept him as our Savior. And guess what? We find redemption in his blood. And then the Bible says there's an exchange.
Hallelujah.
There is exchange. You were once here, but now there's an exchange here. But what about over there? That was guilt. You're not a just judge. You're supposed to, somebody has to pay the price because they did this. Somebody, and Yeshua says, here I am, Lord, send me. And Yeshua takes our place. If you don't feel nothing with that, something wrong. Because God has done all of this free of charge. Free. Free of charge. Took your place. We were condemned to death. That's why the scripture says there is now no condemnation. Now, no condemnation. Because we are following Messiah. We've been born again. Not of corruptible blood, Adam's, but Messiah. Through Messiah. I mean, that's impossible. How could he change? How could he do that? How could he create everything? You know, God can do anything. He's the creator. God is so awesome. He can change. 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 He can change. I mean, are you seriously thinking that he, again, you know, don't know God. Don't know the power of God. You know, don't know the power of God. God can do, folks, God can do anything.
Anything but fail.
Anything. Anything. Period. Nothing. I can't put any stops. Whatever God wants to do, he will do. Period. That's all there is to it. Thank you, Yeshua. You can go ahead. Hallelujah. 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 Ultimately, which brung us to the scripture of man. There was more to this. You know, you guys got the text. All right. This is why I said sometimes only a sinner can save a sinner. What I meant by that is, again, not save, but, you know, well, you can kind of bring them to salvation, you know. But you, me, because there are some folks who have gone through so much that they can't relate to certain people. Those of us in here that have been drug addicts, those of us in here that have been alcoholics, those of us that have been, you know, those of us that have been doing some things that are very, you know. Again, sometimes some people can relate to others more than someone who has not. Right. But the scriptures are true. Folks that are here, there's really no excuse for some of us here. All right. Because we know what this says. We know. I'm talking about folks who are out there who feel like, you know, nobody can relate to me. Well, you have a testimony. A lot of us here have testimonies that you would be able to go and help somebody, you know, because most Christians, they don't see as you know, they see them all happy and they're just, you know, and they've never been through anything. No. I remember this one girl long ago that I was dating, you know, long ago. And she, I had just got saved, you know, and I was telling her about the Lord. And she told me, she was like, well, you know, that's good, but I can't go to church. Oh, why? She says, if I walk in, that whole building will explode. You know, and she's talking about because of her mess, her baggage. You know, and I'm like, no, that's not, you know, you come as you are. He'll, you know, and I didn't know too much back then, but you know, that's his, I know now. The Bible says, the scripture says, Yeshua will save us. He will save us from our sin. He will deliver. That's what that means. Yah saves. Yah delivers. All right. Meaning what? He will do it. That's his job. Scripture says when we are weak, what happens? He's strong. Paul kept going before the Lord asking, Lord, please remove this from me. I can't take this. And guys, it didn't happen the first night, the second night, and third night, and that's it. Or better yet, the same, all three times in the same day. No. Paul went through for, oh, this happened for, over a period of time. Not just the same, God forgive me, God, you know, take this away from me. Lord, take this away from me. In the third hour of prayer, Lord, take this away from me. No. This would go, he would pray it. Because Paul's instructor says, wait on him. You know, the effectual prayer of the righteous, you know, we're supposed to, okay, God's going to, now we're supposed to, okay, we're walking in it. Like it's already done. Time went on for Paul after that first time. And whatever the issue was that he was going through, whatever he was doing that was wrong, all right, what happened? He fell into it again. And he asked God again, please remove this. Happened, Bible says, he said he sought the Lord three times about it. After that third time, the Bible says God gave him a response. See, he didn't even respond the first time. Interesting. You see? See, we want drive-through service with God.
We sure do.
I want it now, you know, hold the mustard, right? No, in his time. You know, somebody said, you don't do it your way. You know, you do it Yah's way. All righty? Like some restaurant. But anyway, have it your way. Yeah, the Burger King. But anyway, Paul sought him three times, right?
Yeah, he
did. Bible says that third one, what happened? Yah said, my grace. My grace is strong. It's strength. It shed blood. It has power to wash and cleanse that filth. It will give you the appearance of righteousness. Folks, this is incredible. Why? We're going to talk about that. We're going to get into that when we look at this scripture. Because we have put on Christ. And when God sees us, he doesn't see you. He doesn't see you. He sees his son. That's why you're called sons of God. He sees his son, all right? Just like that Ark of the Covenant, right? There's that blood right there. What was the whole point of the Ark of the Covenant? The commandments. If God didn't see that blood, we'd be wiped out. Israel would be wiped out. Because you got to live up to that. You have to hit that standard. If you failed any, wages of sin is what?
Yeah.
Period. If you transgress the law, that's death. In the New Testament, it tell you, you break one commandment, you broke them all. Whoa, my goodness. There is no hope. That's why we don't put our salvation based on the commandments, on the law of God. You know, that's why you're not saved by the commandment. You're saved by grace. We keep the commandments because we love God. If you love me, keep my commandments. All right. Bible tells us. And if you fall short, all right, person that says they have not sinned is a liar. All right. In the Torah, the truth is not in them. All right. What is truth? Thy word, thy law is truth. All right. It's not in your heart. All right. He says we can go boldly. We can go to him and ask for forgiveness. And again, if we are perfect on our own, why does the scripture say he lives to make intercession for the sinners? That's not what it says. It says for the righteous ones, the saints. So why do you need intercession if you're perfect and righteous? You see? No, it's not about you. It's him doing it for us. We're a filthy mess. Thank Yah for the blood. That's what it's all about. An issue of blood. That's what this is all about. Let's get into this with my last little half hour. All right. Let's go here. Romans chapter 5 and verse 12, please. Romans chapter 5, verse 12. How's that voice?
Good.
All right. Okay. All right. Romans chapter 5 and verse 12.
Wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned.
Hallelujah. Did you hear that?
Amen.
Read it once again, please.
Wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world.
Romans chapter 5, verse 12.
Wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world.
Mm-hmm.
And death by sin.
Mm-hmm.
And so death passed upon all men.
Upon some men.
All men.
Uh-huh.
For that all have sinned.
Some have sinned.
All.
Everybody. Rather you've done anything you think or not, you are under sin. Every man, woman, boy, girl, everybody. That's the scripture. Getting mad at God. Not me. I'm telling you what that says. All right. If you get mad at me, you're mad at God because I'm just expressing what is right there in your book. All right. Everybody. You know, it's important. That's why Yeshua even says, you know, don't prevent the children from coming to me. Remember he said, suffer not the little kids. You know, that's suffering. That's old English, you know, dialect. That's how they talk, like, you know, Shakespearean times. But, you know, don't prevent them from coming to me. Let them come. Let them come. All right. Ultimately, what does this mean? All of us are under sin. All of us have that issue of blood. That's our father, Adam. Through his blood, that's how, when they sinned in the garden. Is that clear? Everybody good? We can move on? All right. Okay. Adam's, because of his disobedience, he allowed the disease to enter. The addiction to enter. And now we are all born addicts. Okay? All right? That's what's going on. Let's move forward for time. All right? Now, please jump to Romans verse 8. Chapter 5, verse 8. Just follow me. All right? I'm going to take you. We're going to be all in here. But I'm going to let you see it in a different angle. Might make it seem a little bit, give you a little more clarity. All right?
Verse 8. But God commendeth
his Stop. Now, we're all under sin. You remember reading that? You have an issue of blood, right? Condemned to death. The wages of sin is death. All right? God said, hey, you eat this, you're going to die. Everything from you is going to die. We have death, a death sentence. Period. There's no escape. All right? Now, what are we going to do? Who can save us? Read verse, what was that, 8? Read again. Stop! That's all right. All right. Scare that. Yeah, there you go. All right. Everybody, those two words. 1, 2, 3. There it is right there. Hallelujah. Meaning that's a conjunction. What is a conjunction? It means I got something for you. See that? This is Yah. Yes, all of these. Yes, you're condemned to death. Yes, but I got something for you. I have the remedy. I have the antidote. All right? I have that potion that's going to work for you. That's going to cleanse that mess. All right. Going back to it. Verse 8. Go ahead and read it.
But God commended his love toward us.
Pause. Read that again.
But God commended his love toward us.
Stop. So we are getting ready to die because of God's wrath. All right? Now what happens? God says, what are you going to do? I'm going to commend my love versus my hate. You see? The wrath is coming on this line. But God says, but I'm going to, what? Commend my love. Commend. Interesting word. Greek number 4921. For those of you who are doing your due diligence and studying those words, 4921 of the Greek Strong's Concordance. And the word means, you ready for this? I love this. It means who was you Jesus?
Who's? I
was. Come here, Jesus. Come here, sinner.
That's Adam. That's
all right, stand right there. All right. Sin, death, right here, okay? You're on your way. You think everything's hunky-dory, all right? But Bible says, because of one man's sin, death entered the world. Adam's disobedience. Verse 8 says, but God did what? Commended his love. Do you know what that word means? It's not necessarily demonstrating, but it's commending what he just said, all right? Go over there and stand next to her. That's what commending means. It means to stand with.
Right.
Whoa! That blew my mind. I almost broke down crying before him again. He said, thank you. Where'd Jesus go? Okay, go ahead. He sent Yahshua. He sent his love. All right? To do what? Stand with us.
Yes.
Now, again, you're going to see this whole thing is a court drama. That's going on. And what does your lawyer, your wonderful counselor, hallelujah, do? God sends you the best of the best counselors. And what does he do? He comes and he stands. He's going to stand. He's going to represent me. Remember, we talked about the exchange. You see? All right? He's doing it. This is awesomeness. God bless you. Hold on. Scream. I'd rather you just scream than say you're going to do it. Let it out. Let it out. Glory to Yah. Hallelujah. Yes. Yes. Y'all can't even tell that one wall I fixed because I ran through it the other day. Thinking about this. All right. So again, the Bible says he commended his love towards us. He sent his love to stand with us. If you're like, whoa, wait a minute. He's standing there. Yes. Right there because he's going to represent. He's our lawyer. All right. He's our counselor. Right. Now, here's where it gets wild. Remember the Bible says that he shall save his people from their sins? He calls his name what? Yahshua. Remember he said call his name Jesus? For he, that's the name given from heaven. They didn't make it up. The angels didn't make it up. This is the name God had already had in store from the foundation of the world, folks. Don't think, you know, oh, this is something God came up with. Oh, well, let me figure it out. Remember, he was the lamb slain. The remedy was already set up. The name Yahshua was already there, all right, before he even made Adam and Eve, because he knew what he was going to do, all right? Now, watch what happened. That's why after all this is over, guys, when the salvation is done, God says he's going to present you with his new name. Revelation is right there. He won't need that name Yahshua anymore. Yahweh says, why? Because we're already, it's over. We got a new world, a new everything. Check it out. Check it out. Read it in your Bible. All right. Now listen. He says, call his name Yahshua. Why? Because Yah will save his people from their sins. All right. Now, here's another thing. They made reference to the prophecy of Isaiah. All right. He shall be called what? The wonderful counselor. Now watch this. Emmanuel.
I love that.
Meaning what? Where'd they go? Anyway, God, who told you to sit down? God with us. Come on. God with us. Remember? Why don't you sit down? All right. No, it's all right now. All right. I got the blessing. He's standing next to me now. So think about that. Emmanuel, God with us. He commended his love to stand with us. Hence, God with us. Hallelujah. Can we give him just a thank you? Toda, yeah. Going back once again. He commended his love towards us with Rachel.
In death, while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us.
Hallelujah. There's the exchange for us. Remember we talked about it earlier, that blood change, the exchange. There it is again. For us. Meaning what? We should have been the ones guilty. We were. Yeah. We should have been the ones that died because of our sins. But God. There you go. But God. Hallelujah. Grab hold of this free gift of salvation. If there's anyone in here have not given your life and said thank you for that free gift, God. Please exchange. I want to be yours. I don't want to continue in that bloodline of Adam where I know where the end is going to be. I want to be your son, your daughter. All righty. I want that exchange. It's not a big, you know, cauldron thing we got to do. And all. No, no, no. Just confess. The Bible says, whosoever calls upon his name shall be saved. The first thing we have to do is admit that we have sinned. Admit it. Because there are some people listening, you know, I'm fine. I've heard one guy who's in the highest office in the country say, I don't need to repent for nothing. Sitting behind the Oval Office. Oops. He did. He said he doesn't have to, you know, I don't have to repent. Why? He says he doesn't feel like he did anything. And guess what? Christians pushing him up. See, that's what I was talking about. It's going to come right from the church, buddy. Watch and see. Watch and see. I told you a long time ago, I'm looking at time times and half of a time, meaning 3.5 years. That's where we are right now. 3.5 years. And look at the craziness going on. And it's going to get worse, guys. It's never going to get better until Messiah comes. When he is the King of kings and Lord of lords, it has to wax worse. It has to wax worse. That's the thing. And guys, again, like these few teachings we've been doing regarding being deceived for the few weeks, guys, don't be deceived into looking, okay, we're going to look at all the bad things. We forget what the scripture said about Yeshua. He says, Bible says he's going to pour out his spirit. He says, we're going to start returning to the Torah, right? He says, only after that is God going to send Yeshua. You remember read Acts. He says, heaven holds him back until the restoration of all things. And it's, again, I have to say, it's not talking about you getting money in the bank, getting a new car, and your marriage restored. No, he's talking about people returning back to the ways of the Lord. All right? Which is what the prophet John spoke about. Make straight the way of the Lord. He was telling people, come back to God because they forsook the Torah, all right? They were following their own ways. Everybody's doing their own thing, all right? Continuing on, please. Verse 8, read it again, please, and keep going until wherever you are.
Verse 8, but God commended his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us.
Beautiful. Go to verse 10.
For if, when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his son,
Pause that. Read it again.
For if, when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his son.
Pause. While we were enemies, are we fathoming the deepness of that, the depth of that? While we were enemies, what, Rachel?
We were reconciled to God.
Whoa! Whoa, wait a minute, hold on, wait a minute, listen. While we were enemies, we were reconciled to God. Reconciled. I had to look it up. 26:44 in your Greek. Listen very closely. You ready for this? What we've been talking about. To exchange.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Did you hear that? Did you hear that? Jesus and Adam's line? Please come up once again. Did you hear that? Did you hear what the scripture just said? While we were enemies, God made an exchange. But we were your enemy. Who do you think we were enemies to? Who do you think we were enemies to? Other people? No, to God. Did you hear that? That's why he said he had to send his love, command his love to come stand next to his enemy. Man, are you serious? Puts a whole new picture on love your enemy. You know, think about this. He says, what? Because when you do that, guys, you're being like God. Let's keep going. This might be too heavy. Come on. Do we need somebody else? All right. So listen, watch this. The Bible says, while we were enemies, God reconciled. But the word reconcile means to exchange.
That's good.
Now, what happened? Again, he took our place. He made an exchange. Now here, get this. Now let me give you some more of what that word is, how deep that word is. That word said, I don't have the coins with me right now, but the Bible says that word reconciled means to exchange. It says, as if going to a bank and exchanging your currency into other currency of equal value. What did that just say? It just said that Christ in his powerful state has done what? Exchanged us to become as powerful as him. Did you see that? That's why the scripture says you are the righteousness of God in Christ. Are you seeing that? That's why when God, that's what the Bible tells us, put on Christ. Why? Because when God sees you, he's not seeing you in your filth. He's seeing the exchange. He's seeing his son. Hallelujah. He's seeing his son. Man. See, and if you don't put on Christ, if you're like, oh, I'm going to live for the world. You know, I just want to keep doing my thing. I'm going to, you know, yeah, I'm cool. Have your cool, because you're about to be hot in a minute in that fire. You're going to be feeling God's wrath. All right. Cool all you want. All you want to do to play. That's the devil playing that game, man. He doesn't want. No. He knows. So he knows how to get you. His job is to mess you up. All righty. He knows what his end is. He's trying to get as many as he can to go, maybe God will forgive me in seeing all these people. No. God has given everybody free will. You got a choice. You either can live for this or you can live for that. You make that choice. It's yours. You know, don't act like, oh, I don't understand. I'm just, you know, I don't understand. But I guarantee you can quote raps. You know, the dances. You know, all that. You know who the Hoopity Hoop is. You know, the group Wu-Tang and Chu Chang Chu and the Baby Doo-Doo and all these other people. I guarantee you, you know. But you don't know Matthew, Mark, Luke. What's that?
Don't say Elijah.
I know, right? No. But you know Boo-Boo. And you know all these other people on television and the latest, you know, those influencers on YouTube. You know, let me watch those guys because they know how to. We have a free gift that's been given us. God wants to make an exchange. He doesn't want that for you because that was never his plan. That was a plan of your knucklehead father, Adam. And he messed up. All righty. And then guess what? God already had a remedy because he knew Adam was going to mess up. But I'm letting you. God says, I'm going to let you see what happens when you do it on your own. You won't be able to make it. You will be influenced. All right. That's why. Because if God made people just to, you know, like he says, you know, a lot of people say that the angels, you know, are like robots, you know, they don't have free will. I think they have free will because like the Bible said, a third of them chose to go with the bad guy. That was a choice they made. All right. But anyway, what happened? We have a choice. He gave us a free choice to do what we want. God gave us that will. I'm going to let you see what it's like to live without me. So that you can't listen. This was critical. I'm jumping all over from where I'm supposed to go. But this is critical because it lets you see the awesomeness of God's heart. All right. This is the awesomeness of God's heart. He's revealing that to you. All right. I want you to see what it's like. Okay. If I'm, you know, because what would happen if God made us perfect and we were robots and perfect, we didn't have that free will and we would not have eaten of that tree. Would we? If we were, no, we wouldn't have because Adam, they would have just been, yes, God, yes. Right? Really? Think about it. Because they wouldn't have known anything else because God didn't allow them to even think about doing something else. All right? But no, God did that. Why? Folks, do you realize we would never have known the love of God had sin never come? I know it's a mind-blowing thing. You might not understand it. We would never have known God's loving heart if there was no sin. Why would God need to show love to us? That depthness of his love, meaning his forgiving grace and all of that, we never would have known it because we were perfect. We wouldn't need help. We would not have needed any of that because we were perfect robots. But God, knowing how awesome he is, you know, and he said, I'm going to let them see. Go ahead and do what you're going to do. Go ahead. This is on your own. This is living on your own, kids. Go ahead. You want to live on your own? You don't want to stay under here? No, you want to go out in the world? Go ahead. And what happened? Right. I know, Dad. That's why I'm about my daughters. I want them to stay. I don't want them to go nowhere. Go to college. Come right back here. You know, every after hour. I'm picking you up. 30 years old. But anyway, that's how Yah is in his great, great, great love and his wisdom. He allowed that to happen so that we can get to see his grace and his loving side. We can be like those angels saying, holy, holy, holy. Meaning, remember the Bible says they always do that. Can you imagine the angels constantly doing that for all this time? The little time that we've been here. And they're constantly saying, holy, holy. Why? Because they're constantly seeing more revelation of God. That gives me chills to think about that. No hope. When they go saying holy, guys, it's not the same repetitive holy from the last holy. No, it's a greater experience. They just experienced of God. And so it's taken them to a whole nother level. I know that's hard to understand because we're in these human bodies and, you know, like Yeshua, there's some things we can't even express because we can't, it's too much for our little human brains to comprehend. All right. But God is amazing. I'm not saying I know him all like that. No, no. I'm just saying Yah is beyond our comprehension of understanding. We could go a little bit about him, like he told Moses, you know, when he stood with him in the cleft of the rock. Remember, he stood there and then he passed by while he was standing there at the same time. All right. And he said, you can only see my afterglow. You know, but what? In front of me, no. You can't, nobody can see that and live. All right. Why? We can't. Why couldn't we see him as he is? Because guess what? Don't forget, Moses was in that bloodline of Adam. Ah, whoa, wait a minute. That's right. Yeah, Moses couldn't. But guess what? Because you are in the bloodline of Christ now, you got that blood change from Adam. Guess what? Bible says you will be able to see him as he is.
Hallelujah.
We will. Why? Because we've made that exchange. Panav, panav. Face to face. We'll be able to see him in his full glory. All right? We'll be exchanged. The Bible says it will be changed. The Bible says, and we'll be like him. All righty? So, like as he is, so shall we be. All right. Continuing on. Going back to this. Ooh, look at that clock already. Are you serious? Go, Rachel. Are you on verse 10? Yes, read 10.
For if when we were enemies,
listen.
Mm-hmm. God by the death of his son,
mm-hmm.
much more being reconciled, we shall be saved by his life.
Hallelujah. Beautiful. Hallelujah. Thank you, Abba. All righty. Jump down to go back to verse 9.
Much more then, being now justified by his blood,
mm-hmm.
we shall be saved from wrath.
Hold on. What did that say? Read it again.
Much more then, being now justified.
Ah!
Justified.
Yes. With all that, now we've changed. We made that exchange. Guess what it says? We are now what, Rachel?
Justified.
That word justified is 1344. It means to declare, to pronounce righteous.
Mm.
So what does that say? God declared us. Right, but you can be the Adam line for now. God declared us righteous. That's amazing. I meant to bring my javelin here. You know, the judge. The judge, guys, has declared. See, that's a legal thing, you see? The judge declared us righteous. Though we were yet sinners, filth, destined, doomed to death, God in his awesomeness and his great loving mercy made that exchange, made us become righteous like his son. And guess what? He had his son take our place and become what the penalty of sin, meaning he had to pay for us. He had to die. My goodness, Yah is awesome. All righty. Once again, read that 9.
Much more than being now justified by his blood.
Rendered us righteous.
Mm-hmm. We shall be saved from wrath through him.
Pause. Remember I said it was an issue of blood? Mm-hmm. What did it just say? What did it say, Rachel?
We shall be saved from wrath through him.
But that was a word.
We're justified by his blood.
Ah, you see that? We had a blood transfusion. There was a bloodline transfer. You see, no longer under Adam's blood, which is set up for death. We're now under the blood of life. All right. Which is through the blood of Christ. Is that making sense? Is this making sense to everyone? All right. Baruch Hashem. All right. Continuing on, going to, was that it for verse 9? Okay. Did you say saved? Give me that little part about saved.
We shall be saved from wrath through him.
Did you hear that?
Yes.
God's wrath is on the whole world, folks. We understand because of Christ didn't stop his wrath. No, it stops the wrath for those who have been born again under his life. But the wrath of God is still being poured out on the whole world. All right. That's why the Bible. That's why you walk around saying, I'm saved. And the other people that you're talking are not saved. You see? I'm now, I used to not be saved, but now I'm what? Saved. What are you saved from? God's wrath. That's going to be poured out on the whole world. All right. Now, what's awesome and I love about that word saved, 49:82, it means, I love it. It says to be rescued from danger and destruction. To be rescued. You see that word rescued, meaning you are in distress. You were doomed for death, but Yah sent his love to rescue you. You see that? His blood rescued us. All righty. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful Lord. All right. To save us ultimately from destruction. All right. Another meaning of it is to keep one safe and sound. All right. Safe and sound. Like that one song that says, safe in his arms. All right. What was that, Rachel? 9? Okay, please jump over to verse 11.
And not only so, but we also joy in God through our Lord Jesus Christ,
mm-hmm.
by whom we have now received the atonement.
Did you hear that? Mm-hmm. What did it say, Rachel?
And not only so, but we also joy in God through our Lord Jesus Christ,
uh-huh.
by whom we have now received.
Here it comes. Atonement. What's that?
Atonement.
We received
the atonement.
The atonement. Through Jesus Christ? Is that what it said? We received the atonement?
Yeah.
Did you hear that? Did you hear that, guys? We received the atonement. Guess what? That word atonement is not like atonement that you might be thinking it is. That word atonement is exchange.
Amen.
It's the word exchange. So again, what we talked about earlier, guess what? God made the exchange for us. You see? Oh my goodness. Yah is awesome. We made the exchange. And who exchanged? Who took places? Jesus Christ. He made an exchange. We took his place. He took our place. We put on righteousness. And guess what? He allowed the sin to come all upon him. Ours. And it's wild because it's not just ours. It's the sin. That's right. The whole world at once was laid upon him. That's why during Passover, I always talk about on that time when at 12 o'clock, the Bible says that darkness came upon all the world. And that's the same time people were taking the leaven to put the leaven into the burning area that was set up for all the leavened bread that had to be put in their place by a certain time. And at the same time, when that leaven, that sin was put in its place, guess what happened? Here comes the leaven, the sin put on Christ from the sins of all the world. Back then, and before. In the future, rather. All that sin laid up. No wonder the Bible says it got dark. No wonder. All of the sin of the whole world, from every sick, twisted sin, murder, child molesting, all kinds of sick filth, all sin, not some. See, we think, you know, a little sin of, oops, I told a fib. Guys, all sin. All types and forms of it was all laid on him.
Bible says the sins of the whole world. The little kids took that cookie. Mommy said no. All sin. Talking bad, saying bad words. All sin. All right. Everything was put on him. He took our place. That should be us dying because of what we did. He didn't do anything. It was us. Let's look and see. What was that, Rachel? You were 11? Yes, we just read 11. All right. Go ahead to verse 18. Jump to 18.
Therefore, as by the offense of one judgment came upon all men to condemnation.
You see it? Because one mess, the judge, the gavel went down, and God said condemned. All right? You said offense? All right. I looked up that word offense. That's 3900. It means to fall, to deviate from the truth and uprightness. All right. We know that's God's commandments. That's his law. All right. Go ahead. And then she said condemnation. 6131. This is what I love. Read that to me again and then stop at condemnation.
Therefore, as by the offense of one judgment came upon all men to condemnation.
Did you hear that? I told you this whole thing was about a court proceeding. That word condemnation is the word verdict. Alrighty? The verdict came in. Word means damnatory sentence. Where does the sentencing happen? In a court. That's exactly what happened here. God, his javelin, condemnation, guilty, death. The sentence has been pronounced. And guess what it was? Death. But God made a way of escape for us called grace. And that is through the blood, the saving, powerful blood of Messiah. That Bible says washes us, cleanses us clean. From all transgression, from all sin. Yes. See, that guilt can do something to you. Guilt will try to get you distracted. You know, not guilt. Guilt can kind of help you. Guilt is actually trying to throw you a lifeline. But that addiction, that mess, that sin is going to try to sound louder than the guilt. That sin, that doubt, that demon, that devil is going to try and tell you, think about something else. Oh, think about school. Think about work. Think about something you're going to do here. Get your mind. No. Don't pay attention. Why? Because it doesn't want you to hear your word of life that's being thrown to you. He don't want you to see the life raft that's crying, that God is sending out to you. Return. I'm throwing you the raft. And you're like turning your back on it. Don't allow that distraction to do that. All right? This is for real. This is real. All right? Bible says God passed judgment, and that judgment was death. There's that condemnation. All right. Go ahead. Continue all the way up to 19.
Therefore, as by the offense of one judgment came upon all men to condemnation.
Adam sinned.
Even so, by the righteousness of one.
Uh-huh.
The free gift came upon all men unto justification.
See that? See that? There's Christ. Yes. Adam. Death, sin. That's who bloodline every single human being is under. No matter, I don't care if you believe in Christ or not. You may have never even known Christ, but guess what? Your sentence is death. Why? Because we're all from Adam. But God sent Yeshua to give his blood for us and make that exchange. And it's a note what the Bible says, a free gift. She just read it in her Bible. It's free. How many will turn down something that's really valuable and is given to you for free? Nobody would. In your right mind. All right. But God sent this free gift for everybody, man, woman, boy, girl. All right. No matter what your mess is, it's free. All right. No matter, it is free. But I did this, but I did that. Guess what? It doesn't matter. Nothing. God says, listen, maybe we don't understand it. While we were yet enemies, he did this. See that? We were, so what? I don't care. But I just did this. It doesn't matter. All right? It doesn't matter. It's a free gift. God did it for you. That's why. But I did all this. Guess what? That's why God died for you. You're the reason he did this for. You're the reason he went to the cross. You're a perfect candidate for this gift. All right. You see that, man? All right. Beautiful, Lord. All right. Rachel, 19. Yes.
19. For as by one man's disobedience,
mm-hmm.
many were made sinners.
Mm-hmm.
So by the obedience of one shall many be made righteous.
Hallelujah. You see that? Again, who is that obedient one? That is the obedience of one. And you know who that? That's Yeshua. This is why the scriptures talk about Yeshua. The Bible says, I was going to go there, but I'm not because we're running out of time. We're done. The Bible says that Yeshua said, the Bible says, Yeshua, when he came, he says, don't think that I've come to do away with the law. I didn't come to do away with the law. I came to actually fulfill the law. I'm the one that the law is talking about. I'm the one when God says, I will save my people from the north, south, east, and west. I'm the one that Isaiah talks about, you know, call his name Emmanuel. I'm the one. So I must do what I must do in order to fulfill what the commandment, what the law says. I must save you. That's why the Bible says he came to save his people from their sins. He must fulfill. What was the promised word of God? I'm here to fulfill it. I'm here to bring you home. I'm here to save you. If you're here right now, there's much more, guys. There's much more, but we're already there. If you're here right now, everybody, please just close your eyes, bow your head. You're safe in here. There's no one here that's going to harm you or anything. If you don't know the Lord, if you've never been introduced to him, why not right now? This is that now. This is that time. All these things were done as we've just been going through all this time. It's been done for you. It's been done for you. You're the reason. You that have never given your life to the Lord. You're the reason why God came. We all were born in sin. Every single one of us. God has given us a free remedy for life. He commanded his son to come to die for us so that you can become his son, his daughter. Take that free gift. Take it right now. Accept him as your savior. God knows all the mess you've done. He knows. And guess what? Forgiven. Guess what? Justified. Guess what? The Bible says, I will remember their sins no more. It's all washed away. The Bible says we find redemption in the blood of Yeshua. It's free. So my question is, why not? Why would you not want the world? The world is condemned to death. Friends, if they don't know the Lord, they're condemned to death. God wants you to live. He's talking to you right now. This is your time. Let it be written, Lord, here I am. I gave my life to you on Shabbat. Think about that, right? The day of exchange. You know, the loaves were exchanged on Shabbat. And guess what time it is? It's 3:00. That's the power hour. 3:00. Perfect. It was actually like 3:00 when he rose on a Shabbat. Why not do it right now? The meaning of the name Adar, which is the month we are in right now, this new beginning month of this last, you know, the 12th month. Adar means to be exalted. Why not be exalted from one low estate into the higher estate? Here we are, Abba. We've been called on your name. We know you. But what's more important is that we want you to know us. We don't want to come on that day and say, Lord, Lord, didn't I go to Shabbat service? Didn't I worship you? Didn't I do all this in your name and do all these other things? Didn't I mention you? And for him to say, depart from me. I never knew you. Yeah, we want you to know us. Here we are, God. Forgive us Bible says we can come boldly before the throne of grace and find grace in the time of trouble. Grace is how we are saved, folks. Here we are. Now, the confession of your mouth. You guys, whoever's in need right now, I want forgiveness. I'm standing here, Lord, myself. David, yes, God, forgive me of my mess. You know everything. I confess I have issues. But you are my Savior. You save me from my issues. Thank you, God. Just like the Bible said about that woman who had that issue of blood, there are obstacles preventing her from coming forward. She had an issue of blood. There's that Adam. And she had to make her way because she said, if I could touch his garment, I know I'd be in an exchange. I'd be healed. I'd be cured. Yeah, we are reaching out past our obstacles. From that, obstacles could be friends. Obstacles could be family. Obstacles can be anything trying to hinder you from salvation, from being delivered. Push past them like that woman did. She pushed past those people that were trying to block her from going to Christ. And she reached, and I'm asking you right now, reach your hands up. You want to grab a hold of his garment? You want to be restored? Reach your hands up and grab the hem of his garment and know by faith you are healed, you are delivered, you are set free. The exchange has happened in Yeshua's name. God bless you.
We hope you've enjoyed the service. Feel free to help yourself to other teachings on our website. Shalom.